for Advent. Seasonal podcast reflections from the Catholic Bishops' Conference of England and Wales.
Hello, I'm Monsignor James Cronin. I'm the National Director of Missio, the Church's overseas missionary charity. Jesus is coming, look busy. I first saw that on a slogan on a t-shirt in New York. Since then, it's been reproduced on mugs, posters, and even on cards. Jesus is coming, look busy. How do we respond to our belief that Jesus will come again? Look busy? The response of the church is more stylized. Advent prayers bid us be ready for the coming of our Saviour, Jesus Christ. The preface of the Mass reads, so that when he comes, he may find us watchful in prayer and exultant in praise. I think we can easily get distracted by thinking about the second coming. You know, the Jesus coming, look busy stuff. Because in the Gospel, Jesus always advises people to live in the now, live in the present. What is it they say? Today is the tomorrow we worried about yesterday. And Advent is surely the time for living in the present. Watchful in prayer, because in prayer we experience the presence of God here and now. Advent too is about longings and yearnings. I'm sure anybody who has children know all about yearnings at the moment. But also, have a think about the carols that we sing, because they always speak about our longings and yearnings for God. Be near me, Lord Jesus, I ask you to stay. That comes from Away in the Manger and is a good example of our yearning for God. John of the Cross said, if anyone is seeking God, God is seeking that person more. This is absolutely true. It's also the model of mission. Missionaries go to places where people are looking for God. But God has already gone there by his Spirit. We wouldn't know how to search for God if God had not already found us. Look at the disciples of John the Baptist who ask, Jesus, are you the one who's to come, or must we wait for another? I often think that at a bus stop when I see the buses coming. Is this the one who's going to take me, or have I got to wait for the next? And what does Jesus say to John's disciples? He says, come and see. Though we are looking for God, he has already found us and he invites us to share his divine life. Just about now, children all over the world are putting on nativity plays and reenacting the wonderful story of Jesus' birth. Someone will have to be an innkeeper, and some will have to say those famous words, no, there is no room to Mary and Joseph, but in a single act of kindness, offer them the stable. Advent invites us to prepare a room for God in our lives, so that when he comes, he may find us watchful in prayer and exultant in praise. More poetically, we could answer the poet who asks, the Virgin comes walking, the Word in her womb. Could you not give her place in your room?
Thought for Advent. Seasonal podcast reflections from the Catholic Bishops' Conference of England and Wales.